Hi there, everyone, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast here on Monday, April 29th. I hope this one finds you well, and my sincere thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk, link below, for sponsoring this platform and enabling me to get this work out to you. Want to talk to you a little about the celebrities who are gathering at Westminster today as MPs debate that which is euphemistically known as assisted dying, which I consider assisted killing, after cancer-stricken Dame Esther Ranson's campaign. So what we read is that apparently all these celebs and campaigners for assisted killing are backing the campaign for the UK, well, for England, Wales and Northern Ireland to allow in what they call assisted dying. And who are the people involved? We've got people like Jonathan Dimbleby, one of the Dimbleby clan, Dame Susan Hampshire, and Peter Tatchell. They're all going to be there. And it comes after a debate gained more than 200,000 signatures and was promoted by Dame Esther, who has stage 4 cancer and who signed up for the Dignitas Assisted Dying Clinic in Switzerland. The Childline founder and friend of Jimmy Savile, 83-year-old Esther, led a chorus of dismay after a report by MPs into assisted dying, euphemism, failed to deliver any clear-cut findings or proposals. Dame Esther says, she says, I had 3 deaths that happened very quickly. There was Desi, my husband, there was my mother, and then there was our dog. Strange way of putting it. And there's no question, my dog had the best death. How did she know? Did the dog tell her? We can offer our beloved pets a pain-free death. Oh, she must have had her dog put down then. Okay. All right, Esther. So, okay, guys, let's get into this one here. I completely oppose assisted dying, as they call it, which I think is assisted killing, assisted murdering. The Bible makes it really clear, thou shalt not kill. It doesn't say thou shalt not kill, apart from if someone's dying, and then, well, we can take measures to make their exit from this world easier. Look, I fully get the fact that some people have, you know, a bad death, if you like. They go through an awful lot of pain. I'll talk about my own mother here very briefly. My mother suffered from Alzheimer's. And the last couple of years in her life, she was basically gone, but the body was still there. Very frail, very, very frail. And I used to go and visit her and, you know, she didn't know who I was. I don't know if she knew who she was. She didn't know where she was. It was horrible in a way. But the point about it is that it's God's decision the day and hour that we go, not some doctors, not Esther Ranson's, not Peter Tatchell's. And so, yes, some people will suffer. Yeah, I get that. And some of that suffering is, you know, yeah, very, very regrettable. And I also understand that. And very hard for the family to take. I get all of that. But listen, that's just the way it goes. Because if we allow in assisted dying, as certain other countries have, assisted killing, then you get into all kinds of complex matters. You have people, for example, healthy people who are depressed saying they don't want to go on and they want to die. And all they need to get is a couple of doctors to agree on that. And boom, off they go, end off. So to think that this would apply to just people who are seriously ill, whatever that means, I think is massively naive. I think, you know, for example, maybe the government could decide, well, you know, anyone who basically opposes vaccines, they're basically a form of they're going to die anyway because they're going to get the terrible thing. So maybe we should kill them off. You know, I mean, where does it start? Where does it stop? And that's the thing. We don't know where it starts and we do know where it stops. It stops with the death of the individual. I believe human life is sacred. My own mother's life was sacred up until the day that she died. And whilst it was heartbreaking for me and the family in those last, you know, couple of years, and whilst there was times when you think it would be a mercy if she went earlier, at no point did I think, yeah, it'd be quite good if someone could give her a wee tablet or whatever and that would sort it out. I never thought that because as I say, I don't think that's for us to decide. The fact that, you know, Switzerland has got Dignitas clinics. I mean, what? So like, that's a virtue, is it? I'm not sure it's a virtue at all. It's an industry. That's what it is. And my concern here is that this is going to open up the floodgates to another malign industry that is going to make profit from the death of human beings. It's not cheap to go to Dignitas in Switzerland. You know, if there was Dignitas in the UK, it still wouldn't be cheap. You're not going to, you know, it's not going to be free. There's going to be monies involved. There's going to be profits involved. So should people make profit from the assisted killing of other people? For me, it's a clear moral black and white, and the answer has to be no. I wonder what you guys think.